Now in chapter 11, he says, "Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God, keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always." The response to the love of God is obedience, you see again. Now he talks to them about this land, because chapter 11, the promised land was not like Egypt. And he puts down the great principle of their occupancy of the land. Now, down in Egypt, it's all irrigated. But now notice what God says in verse 10. "For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot, as a garden of herbs." It is irrigation, you see. "But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently to do my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil." Now, the reason that land's desolate today, as we'll see in Deuteronomy, is the judgment of God upon it. The minute you put water in that land, the desert blossoms as the rose. But it's water that it needs, and they're having trouble even today to get that water. God says you're dependent on rain from heaven, and he had blessed them if they obeyed him. You can look at the land and see the spiritual condition of the people. Now, the land they were going to was different than Egypt in many ways. The main way was, of course, that Egypt was a land that was irrigated. I was told when I was in Egypt that they have less than 1 inch of rainfall a year. And that's not much rainfall. When there's another place that I've been in, the Hawaiian Islands, and they tell us that they have over 100 inches of rainfall there. And so there's quite a difference, and there's quite a span there. But the land these people were going into was a land that'd be a little difficult to irrigate for several reasons. It's hilly, and they did not have the equipment for it in that day. And they would depend upon rain from heaven. Now, God did that purposely. I'm afraid that an affluent society, as we live in today, where things come so easy to so many people, that they assume that God hasn't anything in the world to do with it. I do not know why, but some people think if it comes easy that they do it. And if it comes hard, God must be in that. Well, God is the one that provides for our physical needs. And whether it comes easy or comes hard, he still provides it. And so here, I think he purposely put them in a land that had to depend upon him for rainfall. And it would draw the people, of course, closer to God.